Hi, folks. Very exciting that Lady Laguna looks like taking her place in the George Ryder this weekend. Naturally, it'll be a bit of a test over the longer journey, but the fruits are very attractive if she can run the distance out, because she's only got 51 in the Doncaster, and she'd be a very, very attractive filly in that, should she be able to run this sort of distance. The Doncaster is 1,600 metres. Been a fair bit of chat, obviously, on what is happening going forward, and there's no appetite at all at this stage for the horse to be offered for sale. Nobody has come forward with that recommendation, and indeed, given that there's a possibility of an Everest slot and even a Quokka slot in Perth before the Everest. The Quokka is in April and the Everest is in October. We'd want the filly to be continuing to run through that, as I'm sure everyone does. However, she is now a very valuable filly, and it's not easy to get an assessment of her, but she'd certainly be getting up around that $2 million mark, given she's got the Group 1 at weight for age under her belt. We are connected globally, as you know, with various agents around the world. And a filly like this usually comes under the eyes of the Japanese. And to that extent, we've made our Japanese contact aware of the filly. And they may ask for Northern Farms, the big Japanese owner, to inspect her over the Easter period. And certainly we would give approval for that to happen, given that it may be indeed where we look to gain the most benefit from her sale. But look, early days still. We'll keep you in the loop. Nobody has come forward with an offer, and should anyone ever do that, we would let you know, even if there was no intention by the owners to accept that offer. But the most important thing from our point of view is that first we continue to get the most fun out of this filly that we can, and the results, financial results as a result of that. And secondly, that we keep you informed on every step of the way in terms of the progress as she continues her career and gets to a stage where she will be sold at the end of the career. Again, we've had no feedback from any of the owners that they're keen to keep her, and I think they'd be strongly advised to capitalise their investment once they're happy to do so. So far, no bad news. Let's hope she stays sound, runs a great race on Saturday, and continues to build her credentials.